Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Harios is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'iloi Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
We are now, Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara Nav Ches. Before we start the Gemara Nav Ches, I would like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before on Dav Zayin. In the Gemara we find that the Gemara says as follows. That there is a Tarashava between Sibor and the Koyim Mashiach. And the Gemara says, Tzibur bepar ve'mevi'in osham toloi. U'mashiach bepar ve'mevi osham toloi. Now as far as this, that a Koyim Mashiach does not bring in osham toloi, we find that the Gemara says that the Makor, that a Koyim Mashiach does not bring in osham toloi, is based on the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, V'chiper o'av ha'koyin ha'shigasei asher shagag mishach ha'tosei v'shigigasei shavei yatsa Mashiach shein shigigasei v'chatosei shavei. That is the makar for this, that a Koyim Mashiach does not bring in Hashem Toli. Now as far as this, that Tzibor are not maybe in Hashem Toli, we find that Rashi explains that the makar is the same makar as Koyim Mashiach. And Rashi explains this, that Tzibor are not maybe in Hashem Toli, is based on the Pasuk of a Chiper of a Koyim HaShigigasei Asher Shagag, that we were now Mishach HaTosei V'Shigigasei Shaveh. And Rashi says, Yotza Tzibor She'ein Shave, since one needs Helim Davar. Rashi goes on to explain another makar for this, that Tzibor or Namevin Hashem Toli, is because in order to be Chayim Hashem Toli, one needs Nefesh, and Tzibor is not Bechlal Nefesh. That is the second makar that Rashi brings down as far as how to explain this, that Tzibor or Namevin Hashem Toli. In the Rambam, on the other end, Perkei Beis, Melchus Kagas Halachabeis, we find that the Rambam explains another makar for this, that Tzibor are not Mevi'in Hashem Toli. And the Rambam says this, that Tzibor are not Mevi'in Hashem Toli, is based on this, that the Pasuk says, V'noida achatas, ad chativada v'achakach yischaibu bekorbin. And in order to be chayiv bekorbin, one needs V'noida achatas. And therefore they are not chayiv in Hashem Toli, since one does not have V'noida achatas. Now, here one has to understand Pshat in the Rambam. What is Pshat in this? The Rambam explains that the Tzibor na mevi'in Hashem Toli, since one needs v'neida achatas. Well, here this, that one needs v'neida achatas, is only as far as achil chatas is concerned. But as far as achil Hashem Toli, maybe the Tzibor chayavin achil Hashem Toli, even without v'neida achatas, since as far as Hashem Toli is concerned, there is no halacha that one needs v'neida achatas. Just like by Yachid, that in order for Yachid to be Chayav Achatas, one needs the idea that he was Chayte, but as far as the Chayav Hashem Toli, he is Chayav Hashem Toli Misafik. And so too we should say by Tzibor as well. So to explain Pshat Peshitas Rambam, Vachir, one can say as follows, that the Chayav of Hashem Toli is for this, that there is a Tzad Chayav Chatas. And it is because there's a tzad chiyuv chatos that there's halacha that misafik one is mechuyev in Hashem Toli. But by par helim davar shel tzibur, that before the idea, there is no chiyuv par helim davar whatsoever, for that reason misafik, one does not have a safik chiyuv par helim davar, and for that reason misafik, one does not have a chiyuv Hashem Toli. Since again the Chiyuv Hashem Toli is for this, that there is a Safik Chiyuv Chatas. And the Rambam proves that me Safik there is no Tzad Chiyuv Parhelm Dover from this, that one needs V'noida HaChatas in order to be Chayiv Parhelm Dover Shal Tzibor. That is the Chaya, how one can explain Pshat B'Shitas HaRambam. But as we find in the Gemara later on, the Afid Aleph from an Aleph, and so too is Mefurish in the Yerushalmi, in Perek Gimel HaChabes, in our Gemara and so to Yerushalmi, one clearly sees that even if one does not have a Safik Chiyuv Chatas, but still there is a Chiyuv Hashem Toli, and the Chiyuv Hashem Toli is not dependent upon this, that there is a Safik Chiyuv Chatas, as Yerushalmi says, that Matzinu Davar Ikre Pater Usfeikai Chayiv. If so, again one has to understand Pshat and this, that we find in the Rambam, that the Rambam explains this, that the Tzibor na mevi'in Hashem Toli is based on this, that one needs V'noida HaChatas. In the Rambam we find that the Rambam goes on to say, this that we say, that the reason why there is no Chiyuv Hashem Toli by a Tzibor is based on the Pasuk of V'noida HaChatas, is because of an Ida Chattis was in Schadish, so one needs Al Shativoda Vachakach Yischaibu Bekorbin Kemoishi Yisbaer. And the Rambam is referring to this, so we find in the Rambam later on in Perak Yudalid, Halacha Dalid, that the Rambam says that from the Pasuk of an Ida Chattis was in Schadish the following Chiddish, that even though the are Medean Oysam, and they told Beistin, Bekach Vekach Eresam Wanu, Heim Pturim Va'isal Piem Chayavim Bifnei Atzman. In other words, in the Pasuk, V'neidah Achatas was in Schadish, that Beistin have to have Yediyah Mitzad Atzman, and if the Yediyah came from Achirim, there is no Chil Par Helim Dover Shal Tzibur. And that is Halacha that the Rambam is referring to in Perek Yud Beis. Okay, one has to understand what did the Rambam see from that halacha, that so too we will say, that Tzibur Nachayovim to bring an Oshem Toli Misafik. So to explain Pshat, in the Rambam Okhir, one can say as follows, that the Rambam proves from the halacha of a Neida Achatas that one needs Ad Shativada, that from there one sees that the Chiyuv Par Helm Dover Shal Tzibur is for the Helm Dover based in. And for that reason one needs Ad Shativoda Lebeistin, since the Chiv is dependent upon their Helim Dover. And since from Ad Shativoda one sees that the Chiv Par Helim Dover is dependent upon the Helim Dover Abeistin, a Helim Dover Misafik is not considered a Helim Dover. And for that reason there is no Chiv Ashim Tolim Misafik, since one does not have a Helim Dover. That is another Mahalich, with which one can explain Pshat Beshita Sarambam. In the Sefer Yegahari, we find that the Tiras Ram brings down the following Chiddush B'Shem the Biskurov. That the Biskurov explains that there is a tremendous nafkamina between the Mahalach of Rashi as far as this, that Tzibur na mevin Hashem Toloi, and the Mahalach of the Rambam. According to Rashi, that the entire halacha of this, that Tzibur na mevin Hashem Toloi, is Mehochus Hashem Toloi. That one needs chatase v'shigigase shav in order to bring an Hashem Toli, or one needs nefesh in order to be chayiv in Hashem Toli, then in such a case, that tzibur not mevin in Hashem Toli, but still each yachid v'yachid will not be chayiv in Hashem Toli either, since one will have the p'tur of the chiyuv par helim dover shal tzibur. Since there's a tzad chiyuv par helim dover shal tzibur, that itself is enough for us to say that it shachid v'yachid is not chayiv to bring an Hashem Toloi. On the other hand, according to the sheet of the Rambam, that the Rambam explains that there is no tzad chiyuv par helim dover shal tzibur, since in order to be chayiv a par helim dover shal tzibur, one needs a neida achatas. For that reason, if one has a safek chiyuv par helim dover shal tzibur, then we will say that each shachid v'yachid is chayiv to bring their own korban. And each shachid v'yachid will be chayiv to bring an Hashem Toloi, since misafik one does not have a tzad chiyuv par helim dover shal tzibur, which can patter each one's chiyuv of Hashem Toloi. That is nafkamina between the Mahalach of Rashi and the Mahalach of the Rambam, according to the Biskurov. And as the Biskurov explains, that itself is the reason why the Rambam did not explain Pshat and our Gemara like Rashi. Since Rambam was coming to Mechadish this halacha, that each yachid v'yachid is chayiv his own Hashem Toloi. Here one can explain Pshat and this of the Rambam did not explain like Rashi, with a different Mahalach. But first, I would like to remark them with this that we find in Rashi on a base. The Rashi explains, this by Helim Dover im Shigas Maisa, we do not say that each Yachid v'Yachid is chayiv his own personal carbon chatos, is because by Helim Dover im Shigas Maisa, ein dinehem ki echidim. Since by Helim Dover im Shigas Maisa, there is a common denominator between all their shkogos, for that reason we do not consider the chatom as chatom shal echidim, but rather we consider the chet as a chet shal tzibur. And by a chet shal tzibur, we do not say that each yachid v'yachid is chayiv his own personal carbon chatas. On the other hand, if there is no helim dover, then we consider the chatam as chatam shal yechidim, and each yachid v'yachid is chayiv to bring his own personal carbon chatas. From Rashi it comes out that the halacha of helim dover im shigas maisa has two ramifications. The first nafkamina of this that one has Helam Davar Im Shigas Maisa is in order to say that each Shachid V'yachid is not chayiv to bring his own personal Karban Chatos. And based on this, that there is a Helam Davar Im Shigas Maisa, we no longer consider the Chatam as Chatam Shal Yechidim. And for that reason, each Shachid V'yachid is not chayiv to bring his own personal Karban. And then there is another halacha as well, that by Helam Davar Im Shigas Maisa, then based on our Chayavim a Karban. And the halacha of the Mishnah of Ein Chayavin, Elal Helam Davar Im Shigas Maisa, is referring to the second halacha, that in order for Basin to be Chayav a Karban, one needs a Helam Davar Im Shigas Maisa. In the Rambam, on the other in Perak Yudal Melchosh Kogas, Halacha Yudal as a B'chayim, in Perak Gimel Melchosh Kogas, Halacha Daud as a Medayik argues. And the Rambam says the following halacha, that as far as this, that we learned something more before in the Afayim and Aleph, that the Gemara darshins from the pasuk of Anoida Achatas, that from there we learn out V'loi Sheivodu Achitim, which means to say that if based in were Noida Shato, but just they do not know B'meto, they are potter from a par Helam Davar. The Rambam goes on to say that in such a case each Yachid V'Yachid is chayv his own personal carbon. In that case, one has a Shigas Mais and one has a Helam Davar. And this that the Rechite is based on the Helam Davar based in. And therefore the Chet should be considered a Chet Shal Tzibor. And for that reason we should say that each Yachid V'Yachid is not chayv to bring his own personal carbon. So from this the Rambam says that in such a case, the Halacha is Chayavim Karban Yachid, one clearly sees that the Rambam argues on Rashi. And the Rambam understands that the reason why each Yachid V'Yachid is not chayv to bring his own personal carbon is not because we say that the chet is considered a chet shel tibur, and by a chet shel tibur there is no chiyuv for each yachid v'yachid to bring his own personal carbon. But rather the Rambam understands, like Reb Chaim says, that the reason why each yachid v'yachid is not chayiv to bring his own personal carbon is based on this, that there is a chiyuv par helam davar shel tibur. And as far as the halacha of ein chayavin ela al helam davar im shigas maisa, since the Chiyuv Par Helam Davar is dependent upon this, that there is a Helam Davar Im Shigas Maisa, that itself is a reason why in order for Kol Yachid V'Yachid to be potter from bringing their own personal carbon, one needs Helam Davar Im Shigas Maisa, since only then is there a Chiyuv Par Helam Davar which patters each Yachid V'Yachid from his own personal Chiyuv Carbon Chatos. That is what comes out from the Sheet of the Rambam. In the Mishnah before Naf Gimel Beis, we find that the Mishnah says the following halacha: you were based on v'yadu shatol v'chazur behen, bein shiviyu kaparasnu, bein shiviyu kaparasnu v'alach v'asa alpiyam Reb Shimon Peiter. As we mentioned before in our Shir Naf Beis in Rashi and Shabbos on Naf Tzadik Gimel, we find that Rashi and Shabbos says that the sheet of Reb Shimon is this: that a yachid who is teila be'based and is chay v'korban. Tosfos in Shabbos asks on Rashi from this that we find in the Mishnah that we mentioned before, that in the case of a Rebbeisim V'yadu Shatov V'chazur Behen, still Reb Shimon is Peiter, and this Reb Shimon is Peiter, Tosfos explains, is based on the Halacha of Yachid, who is Teila Be'Beistin. So from the Mishnah before in the Afkimah Be'Beis, Tosfos proves that the Shita of Reb Shimon is this, that a Yachid who is Teila Be'Beistin is Potter. Now to explain Pshat in the Shita of Rashi, the Rashi understands that Reb Shimon is Machai the Yachid who is Teila Be'Beistin, and still in the Mishnah before Naf Gimel Be'Beis, Reb Shimon is Peitzer. Well, clearly one has to say that this Reb Shimon is Peitzer is because in the Mishnah before Naf Gimel Be'Beis, one has Reb Tzibur Sha'asu Alpi Be'Beistin. And since one has Reb Tzibur Sha'asu Alpi Be'Beistin, for that reason Reb Shimon is Peitzer. Now this Reb Shimon is Peitzer even in a case of Evio Kaparasan, V'chayu can be explained based on the Shita of Rashi in our Sugya, that by a Chet Shel Tzibur there is no Chiyuv for Kol Yachid V'Yachid, and therefore even in a case that based on already brought their Kapara, but still since he was Halach V'Asa Alpiyam, for that reason his Chet is also considered a Chilek of the Chet Shel Tzibur, since he was Isa Alpiyayuas based in. And therefore, there is a tzarashava between his chet and the chet of the rest of Rav HaTzibur. That is a chayra, how one can explain pshat in the sheet of Rav Shimon before Naf Gimel Abeis, according to to the Shita of Rashi and Shabbos on Dav Tzadi Gimel. But as we find in Rashi for Naf Gimel and Beis, Rashi for Naf Gimel and Beis explains that the Shita of Reb Shimon and this Reb Shimon is Pater is only because Reb Shimon holds that Yachid was Tehillah be-based in his Pater. And Rashi does not say, like a Shita on Shabbos and of Tzadi Gimel, but rather Rashi says that the entire halacha of this Reb Shimon is Pater is only based on this Reb Shimon Pater's Yachid was Tehillah be-based in. Now, one has to understand, based on the Shita of Rashi in our Sugya, that the Ptur of Kol Yachid v'Yachid, Heicha Shalsu Reb Tzibra al-Pi based in, is based on this, that the Chet is no longer considered a Chet Shal Yechidim. If so, why didn't Rashi before explain that the reason why Reb Shimon is Poiter is because his Chet is considered a Chelak of the Chet Shal Tzibor, since he was Isa al-Pi based in? So to explain Pshat in Rashi for Nav Gimel on Beis, one has to say, as is Mashma in Rashi before, that the reason why Rashi did not explain Pshat in the Shita of Reb Shimon by saying that this Reb Shimon is Pater is because his Chet is considered a Chelak of the Chet Shel Tzibor is not because the Mishnah is referring to a case of a Viyo Kaparasan as well. And in such a case, a Viyo Kaparasan, one no longer has a Ptur of Reb Tzibor Shalsu al-Pi based in, but rather the Hechrich of Rashi to explain Pshat and Reb Shimon with a different Mahalach is because since the Mishnah is referring to a case that based on where Yadu Shetov v'chazu behen, for that reason we no longer consider his Chet as connected to the Chet of Reb Tzibor, as Rashi says before Nav Gimel Abayis, the Zeh e Mitzdar from Reb HaTzibor l'fisho la'achar sh'neida lahem asa Zeh. In other words, even though he thought that he was being Eishal Pir Yasam, but since it was Yadu Shetov v'chazu behen, one no longer has the Yaw based in, and therefore we cannot be Mitzarif his Chet to the Chet Shel Tzibor. And for that reason Rashi proves that the Shita of Shimon has to be that Yachid was Tehillah be-based in his Potzer. So again, we have a tremendous machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam, that according to Rashi, this that Kol Yachid v'Yachid is Potzer is based on this that the Chet is considered a Chet Shel Tzibor, since one has a Hom Dover im Shigigas Maisa. On the other hand, according to Rambam, this that Kol Yachid v'Yachid is Potzer is based on the fact that there is a Chiyuv Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibor. And it is a chiyah par al mdavar shal tzibor, that because of that we say that each yachid v'yachid is potter from his own personal chiyah. In Rashi before, on the base of an alf, we find the Rashi explains the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Chanan. By hiru basin shechel motem neschav v'chelo b'shuman, that according to Rav he is potter, and according to Rabbi Chanan he is chayev, that the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Chanan is a machlokes as far as a yachid who is tehillah be-based in. And both Rav and Rabbi Chanan hold that a Yachid who is Tehillah be-based in, generally speaking, is Potter. And the Machlokes is, in such a case, that it was in Schal v'Chil b'Shuman, if he has a Ptur of Tehillah be-based in or not. Here one can ask the following question to Rashi. Why did Rashi explain that both Rav and Rabbi Chanan hold that a Yachid who is Tehillah be-based in is Chayiv? And the Machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Chanan is referring to a case that one has Reb Tzibor Sha'asu al-Pi based in. And then this Yachid went, and it was a Schav Hoichila B'Shuman V'Achlai. The Rav says he is Potter, and Rabbi Chanan says he is Chayiv. And so do we find that the Chazanish and Simon Yadalit of Katan Dalit, and the Stipler and Simon Aleph prove from the Sheet of the Rambam, that the Rambam in Parki Gimel Melchish Gogas Lachehei, that the Rambam brings down that halacha is like Rabbi Chanan, the vine is chav hoichila b'shuman, one is chayiv. Okay, what is pshat? That the Rambam brings down the halacha of Rabbi Chanan, then is chav hoichila b'shuman is chayiv, if the Rambam paskins that every yachid who is tehillah be-based in is chayiv. So from the Rambam, one clearly sees that the Rambam understands that the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Chanan is even if we are to say that a yachid who is tehillah be-based in is chayiv. And the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Chanan is a machlokes in a case that one has Rav Tzibor Sha'asu al-Pi based in, if as far as the Yachid, who was in Schav Vaychil B'Shuman, if he is Chayev or Potter. And as far as such a case, there are paskins like Rabbi Chanan, that the Yachid is Chayev. So to explain Pshat the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, the Rashi understands that the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is only if we are to say that Yochanan is tail of the basin is potter. On the other hand, the Rambam understands that the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is even if we are to say that Yochanan is tail of the basin is chayiv, is a Rashi and the Rambam Moshita Sayu. Rashi understands that this each Yochid v'Yochid is potter from bringing a korban, where if Tzibur also be basin is only because the Chet is considered a Chet shel Tzibur, since all the Shkogas are considered one Shkoga, since they were Chete, because they were two of a basin. For that reason, Rashi understands that in a case where Tzibur also be basin, if a Yochid was a Schaf or a Chela b'Shuman, it is Pashet, that his Chet is not considered a chelik of the Chet shel Tzibur, since one no longer has one Shkoga. His Shkoga is not the same Shkoga as their Shkoga. As we find that our Gemara says, and by the Rav Sheinim Mashvim Rav Tzibur, since one needs Ad Shu Kuam b'Shkoga Achas, and since his Shkoga is not the same Shkoga as their Shkoga, one no longer can consider his Chet as a chelik of the Chet shel Tzibur, for us to say that his chet is not considered a chet shel yachid. And for that reason, Rashi proves that both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan hold that a yachid was tehila bebeisin as potter, and the machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is a machlekes as far as someone who was on schav oichil b'shuman for an tour of a yachid was tehila bebeisin. This, that the Rambam argues, is because the Rambam is going with Shita Sayu, that the tour of kol yachid v'yachid Hey, Chashaos, Rav Tzibur al Pi Basin is not because we no longer consider the Chet as a Chet Shal Tzibur, since we consider all their Shkagas as one big Shkaga, but rather the reason why Koyachiv Yachid is Potter is based on the Chiyuv Parhom Dover Shal Tzibur. And for that reason, it is possible to have the Ptur for Yachid and Schaaf Hoy Chiyuv Beshuman as long as one has a Chiyuv Parhom Dover Shal Tzibur, since one has Rav Tzibur Shaosu al Pi Basin. And even if his Shkaga is not the same Shkaga as their Shkaga, but still based on this, if there is a Chiyuv Parhom Dover Shel Tzibur, that itself will be enough for us to say that this Yochid and Schaaf Leichil B'Shuman should be potter from bringing his own Korban. That is the basis of the Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam before in the Sugya on Daf Beis. Now, one can ask the following Tmiya. On the Shita of Rashi from this, we find before in the Gemara Naf Gimel and Aleph, that the Gemara before Naf Gimel and Aleph has the following Shailas. By Mia Pechil Shkabe Kevo, Mia Pechil Shkabe Dakim Mahu. Ha Chavada Kivan, the betray Kai Kossi, and Mitztaref, Idoma Kivan, the Idi, the Idi, Chilvu Mitztaref. Vim Tim Tzuimer, Shem Chilvu Mitztaref, Mia Pechilvu, Mia Pedam Mahu. Ha Chavada Kivan, the Trey Surininu. The kivan de any sirin shavu mitzaref idoma kivan de karbanon shavu mitzaref vim tim tzolim kivan de karbanon shavu mitzaref mia pechil v'mia pavu dezar ma'u hachavad de any sirin shavu ve'in karbanon shavu idoma kivan de idi v'idi kares v'mitzaref and the gemara ends off with a teiku. V'chay according to Rashi that this eichachid v'yachid is not chayiv his own personal karban. Is only because all their shkagas are considered one shkaga, and therefore the chet is considered a chet shel tzibur. In those cases, one cannot say that all their shkagas are considered one big shkaga, since there are two shkagas taking place. And for that reason, it should be pashit that each shachid v'yachid is chayiv to bring a korban. So to explain pshat in the Gemara before Naf Gimel and Aleph, according to the Shita of Rashi, one has to say as follows: that the shailas of the Gemara before going according to the Mandomer, who holds that Yachid was Tehila Bebeis in his Potter, and according to the Mandomer, who says that Yachid was Tehila Bebeis in his Potter, one does not need one big Shkaga in order for us to say that each Yachid v'Yachid is Potter from bringing his own personal carbon. And according to the Mandomer, the entire Halacha of Helam Dover is only Halacha, as far as the Chiyuv Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, that in order for basin to mischayev a par hom dover shel tzibur needs hom dover im shigigas maisa. And the shaylas of the Gemara before Naf Gimel are shaylas as far as the chiyuv par hom dover shel tzibur. Do we say that there is a tziruf and therefore there is a chiyuv par hom dover shel tzibur, or do we say that there is no tziruf and therefore there is no chiyuv par helem dover shel tzibur? But as far as a p'tur of kol yachid v'yachid is pashet, that each yachid v'yachid is pater, since the Gemara is going according to the Mandamar who says that a yachid who is teila be-based in his pater. Now getting back to our sugya, again in our sugya we find the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rashi explains this, that Tzibur do not bring Nashim Toli, is either based on this that one needs, chata sev shigla sev shava, or because by Hashem Toli the pasuk says nefesh. Well, chayav from Rashi, one clearly sees that even though there is no chiyav par helam dover shal tzibur by a suffix, but still, it is not considered chata sev shigla sev shava, and one does not have a chet shal nefesh. This, that even though there is no chiyav par helam dover shal tzibur, but still it is not considered chata sev shigla sev shava, and so too it is not considered as if a nefesh was chetez rashi ushitasi, who understands that as long as one has a homdover im shigas maisa, that itself is enough for us to say that the chet is considered a chet shal tzibur. And since the chet is considered a chet shal tzibur, for that reason, each yachid v'yachid is not chayiv a carbon for hishgaga. And for that reason, it is not considered a chatasev shigasi shave. And so too, for that reason, one does not have a chet shal nefesh, but rather one has a chet shal tzibur. And for that reason, there is no chiyuv asham taloi. The Rambam, on the other hand, argues, and the Rambam understands that even where one has a home davar im shigigas maisa, but still we consider the chet as a chet shal yechidim. And really, each yachid v'yachid will be chayiv to bring a carbon, if not for this, that the chiyuv par home davar shal tzibur paters kol yachid v'yachid. And for that reason, the Rambam cannot explain like Rashi, that the reason why there is no chiyuv asham toli is because ein chatasev shigasei shaveh. Since according to the Rambam, if there is no chiyuv par helam davar shal tzibur, then one has chatasev shigasei shaveh. And so too, it should be considered a chet shal nefesh, and for that reason there should be a chiyuv asham toli. And for that reason, the Rambam shitasei is mochach to explain this, that the tzibur do not bring an Hashem Toli with a different malach. And the Rambam explains this, that the tzibur do not bring an Hashem Toli, is because one needs v'neida achatos, and based on v'neida achatos, for that reason, misafik, there is no chiyuv Hashem Toli. Well, chayu, according to this malach, one can say that the nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam is the same nafkamina that we mentioned before, b'shem the biskirov. Just this, that according to Rashi, each yachid v'yachid is not chayiv to bring an Hashem Toli, is because according to Rashi, one does not have a chet shal yechidim in order for us to say that there should be a chiyuv asham toloi. This, that according to the Rambam, each yachid v'yachid is chayiv to bring an Hashem Toli, is a Rambam ushitasi, who understands that one has a chet shal yechidim. And therefore, as far as the yechidim, it is chatasev shigasi shava, and so too it is karinam bei nefesh. That is another mahalich, with which one can explain the basis of the machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. In our Mishnah we find that the Mishnah says the following halacha, in chayavin ala al halam davar im shigas hamaisa v'chein ha-mashiach. V'chayr, one can ask the following tmiya, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Then in order to be chayav, one needs a homdover im shigas maisa, both as far as the chiyav par homdover shal tzibur, and as far as the chiyav par kai mashiach. Well, chayav, these two halachas we know already from the Mishnah before, on avdavram abeis, and from the Mishnah before on avdavram abeis. As far as the chiyav par homdover shal tzibur, the Mishnah says, hayu beis and shagin vasu kol shagin mevim par. Mezidim va'asu shagigin mevin kispa usira. And this, by mezidim va'asu shagigin mevin kispa usira, is because one does not have a helim davar, and all one has is a shigigas maisa. So from there one clearly sees that one needs a helim davar im shigigas maisa in order to be chayav a par helim davar shal tzibur. And so too, as far as the chiyav par kai mashiach, the Mishnah says, before nafam abeis, hira kai mashiach la'atzmai. Shegig vasa shegig mevi par, shegig vasa mezin mezi vasa shegig pater. So from this that we see, that halach is mezi vasa shegig, one is pater, from there one clearly sees, that in order to be chayiv a par, one needs halim dover im shegigas maisa. So to answer this kasha, one has to say as follows, that from the Mishnah before nafkimo abeis, all one sees, is this, that by hiru mezidin va'asu shagigin, We do not say that Kol Yachid V'Yachid is Mechuyev to bring his own personal carbon. And that Lacha is that by Mezidim V'Asher Shegigin, each Yachid V'Yachid is Chayev to bring his own personal carbon. Since the Ira was not considered a Ira, as we find in Rashi 4.5, for that reason, we do not patter each Yachid V'Yachid from bringing a carbon. On the other hand, our Mishnah is coming to Mechadish, that as far as the Chiyuv Basin is concerned, the Chiyuv Basin is only one has a Helam Dover im Shegigas Maisa. And so to our Mishnah is coming to Mechadish by Koyim Mashiach, that for the Chiyuv Koyim Mashiach one needs a Helam Dover im Shegigas Maisa. And if one does not have a Helam Dover im Shegigas Maisa, the Koyim Mashiach is completely potter. And from the Mishnah before in the Fava Mabes, all one sees is this, that by Meza Vasar Shegig there is no Chiyuv Par Koyim Mashiach, but maybe he's Mechuyev to bring a Chatas Yachid like a regular Yachid. For that our Mishnah is coming to Mechadish, that in order to have a Chiyuv one needs Halim Dover Im Shegigas Maisa, and without a Halim Dover Im Shegigas Maisa, both Tzibur and Koyim Mashiach are Pturin Mikvum. That is the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Now, as far as this, that one needs the Ra's Koyim Mashiach in order to be Chai V'Par Koyim Mashiach, one has to know what is the halacha if he was Meir La'atzmai at the time that he was still a Hedyot, and then he was Nismano Koyim Gadol, and he was Asa Al Pi his Ra from before he was Nismano Koyim Gadol. Do we say that one needs that the Ra has to take place at the time that he was Nismano Liyos Koyim Gadol, and only then will we say that one has a Helam Dover im Shegigas Maisa, and he will be Chayav Par Koyim Mashiach? Or do we say that even if the Ra took place before he was Nismano Koyim Gadol and before he was Nimshach, but still, one has a Helam Dover im Shegigas Maisa, and he will be Chayav Par Koyim Mashiach? In the Chazon Ish and Simen Tesvav of Katan Tesayin, we find that the Chazon Ish assumes as a Dover Poshet that one needs that the Ra should take place after he was Nimshach Koyim Gadol, and the Ra of a Hedyot does not count. And if he paskin as a Hedyot and he was Asal Pir Yosai, he will not be Mechuyev to bring a Par Koyim Mashiach. On the other hand, in the Arsamech and Perkidal Mechush Kogas Lachagimel, it is Mochrach the Meir Simcha is Chiluk on the Chazon Ish, and the Meir Simcha understands that even if the Ra took place by the Hedyot, but still, as long as the Maisa took place by Achar Shenimshach, he will be Chayev Par Koyim Mashiach. Now to explain the basis of this Machlokes HaAchrinim. If in order for Koyim Mashiach to be Chayev Par Koyim Mashiach, one needs that the Ra should take place after he was Nimshach Koyim Gadol, L'chor the basis of this Machlokes is a fundamental Machlokes as far as the Chiyuv Par Koyim Mashiach. As far as this, a Koyim Mashiach is not chayev to bring a korban. The Shegigas Maisa, if there is no Helam Davar, do we understand that the Chiyuv Koyim Mashiach is for his Hira, as long as it ended up as Shegigas Maisa? Or do we say that really, the Chiyuv Koyim Mashiach is for Shegigas Maisa? Just like any other Yachid, just there is a Tanai that in order for a Koyim Mashiach to be chayev a carbon for Shegigas Maisa, one needs a Helam Dover as well. In the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, we find that the Rambam is Mina all the Chatois of Yechidim as one mitzvah, and the Rambam is Mina the Chatos of a Yochid, the Chatos of a Koyim Mashiach, and the Chatos of a Nasi in one mitzvah. On the other end, as far as the Chiyuv Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, the Rambam is Mina Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur as a separate mitzvah. In the Achrenim, for example, in Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perwell, in Asei Kof Amevav, and other Achrenim, we find that the Achrenim ask the following to me on the Rambam, what is Pshat in this, that the Rambam is Meina Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur as a separate mitzvah, L'chir Adam Shei Meina all Chatois together. And just like the Rambam is Meina, the Chatas of Koyim Mashiach, together with a regular Chatas Yachid, so to the Rambam Shei Meina the Chatas of Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur together with a regular Chatas. So to explain Pshat V'Shitas HaRambam, L'chir one can say as follows, that the Rambam understands that there is a fundamental difference between the chatas of parom davar shel tzibur and the chatas of shar yechidim. As far as the chatas of parom davar shel tzibur, the chatas is coming for the helam davar. On the other hand, the chatas of shar yechidim is coming for the shigigas maisa. And since the chatas of parom davar shel tzibur is coming for the helam davar based in, for that reason the Rambam is meina the chatas of parom davar shel tzibur is a separate mitzvah. It is unincluded in Shar Chatois. According to this Malachol, will come out from this that the Rambam is Moina. The Chatos of Parakim Mashiach, together with a regular Chatos Yachid, from here one sees that the Rambam understands that the Chatos of Parakim Mashiach is not coming for the Helam Davar, but rather it is coming for the Shigigas Maisa. Based on these two Tzadim, one can explain Pshat and Machoikis between the Chazanish and the Meir Sumcha as follows. This that the Chazon Ish understands that when these Atayrah should take place by Eidei Mashiach is because the Chazon Ish understands that the Chiyah Parakai Mashiach is for the Helam Davar. And since the Chiyah Parakai Mashiach is for the Helam Davar, for that reason one needs that the Helam Davar should take place after he was Nimshach with Kohen Gadol. This that Meir Simcha argues is okay because the Meir Simcha understands that the Chiyah Parakai Mashiach is for the Shegigas Maisa. Like we explained, b'shitas Rambam, and since the chiyuv parakai Mashiach is for the shigias maisa, just as a tonight the one needs a helam davar as well, even if the raw and the helam davar took place before he was nimshach to be a kohen gadol, but still one has a shigias maisa after he was nimshach to be a kohen gadol. As we mentioned before in our shir on Daf Zayin, in Rabbeinu Chananu one sees that as far as the kohen Mashiach is concerned, if he was hira b'sheigig, and then it was a schaaf v'chil b'shuman, and he was ochvay, he is chai v'par koi Mashiach. As we asked before in our Shir and Daf Zayin, how can Rabbeinu Chananel say that in such a case there is a chia par koi Mashiach, if Rabbeinu Chananel paskins like Rabbi Yechanan, that by a schaaf v'chil b'shuman, he is chayiv, and even Rav Tzibor are chayovin, as we find in the Gemara before Daf Dalet Amud Beis. In the Sefer Imre Yaakov and Siman Yugimel, we find that Imre Yaakov explains Pshat in the Shita as follows, that there is a fundamental difference between the Chiyuv Parham Dover Shotzibur and the Chiyuv Parakai Mashiach based on this that we said before, that as far as the Chiyuv Parham Dover Shotzibur, the Chiyuv Parham Dover Shotzibur is based on the Helam Dover. And since the Chiyah Parom Dover Shel Tzibur is for the Helam Dover, for that reason, in order for us to say that the Helam Dover is Mechai V'Karben, one needs that the Helam Dover is directly Goyrim the Shegigas Maisa. And for that reason, according to Rabbi Yechanan, we say that since the Helam Dover was not directly Goyrim the Shegigas Maisa, one no longer has the halach of Rav Tzibur Sha'asop, he based in that there is a chiyuv par helam davar shal tzibur. But that is only as far as the chiyuv par helam davar shal tzibur is concerned. As far as the chiyuv of par kohen Mashiach, which is based on the shigas maisa, just as a tonight that one needs a helam davar as well, then we will say that by nischal v'lei chela b'shuman the halach will be that since one has Helam Davar im Shigas Maisa, there will be a Chiyuv Parakai Mashiach, even if one cannot say that the Helam Davar was directly Gurim the Shigas Maisa. That is how the Meir Yaakov explains the Shita based on the previous Yesod. Now getting back to the Shita, the Rambam that we mentioned before, that the Rambam explains this, that the Tzibur are not Mevin Hashem Tali, is based on the Pasuk of Anoida Achatas. As we mentioned, the Viskarov asks, what is Pshat in this? So the Rambam does not explain like Rashi that the reason why the Tzibur do not bring an Hashem Tali is because one needs Chatase v'shigigase yishava, which is the Makar of our Gemara, that a Kohen Mashiach is potter from bringing an Hashem Tali since ein Chatase v'shigigase yishava. So to explain Pshat v'shita sarambam, one can explain Pshat v'shita sarambam with a different Mahalach. One can say that the Rambam differentiates between Kohen Mashiach and Tzibur, and the Rambam understands that only Kohen Mashiach is Ein Chatase V'Shigigase Shaveh, As far as Hebrew is concerned, one has chatase v'shigigase shaveh. This the Rambam understands, that as far as a Kohen Moshiach is concerned, it is ein chatase v'shigigase shaveh, is because by Kohen Moshiach, that he is not chayev for shigigas maisa. For that reason, it is ein chatase v'shigigase shaveh, since even when he is chayev a parka Moshiach, the parka Moshiach is coming for the helam davar. And therefore, he is never chayv a korban for the shigigas maisa. On the other hand, by a tzibur, even when there is a chiyah parom davar shal tzibur, the parom davar shal tzibur is coming for the shigigas maisa. And since the parom davar shal tzibur is coming for the shigigas maisa, for that reason, by a tzibur, one has chatase v'shigigase shaveh, and therefore the Rambam has to explain pshat and this at tzibur and archayev in Hashem Toli with a different mahalach. According to the Rambam, by tzibur one has chatase v'shigigase shaveh. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat v'shitas Rambam, which is not like the mashmos of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now, okay, one can ask the following kasha. According to the Shita, the Rambam, who explains of the Makar that Tzibur na chayavin in Hashem Toli is based on this, that the Pasuk says, V'neida achatas. According to the Rambam, what is Pshat in this, that our Gemara needs a drasha to explain Pshat, in this that a Kohen Mashiach does not bring in Hashem Toli. And our Gemara explains that the Makar that a Kohen Mashiach does not bring in Hashem Toli is because one needs chatase v'shigigase shaveh. By a Kohen Mashiach, one does not have chatase v'shigigase shaveh. Why didn't our Gemara explain that the Makar that a Kohen Mashiach has not bring Hashem Toli is based on this, that we are now a Kohen Mashiach from Tzibur? And therefore we should say that just like by Tzibur one needs V'neida Achatos, and for that reason a Tzibur na Chayavim Hashem Toli, so to a Kohen Mashiach should not be Chayav in an Hashem Toli. This is a kasha that one can ask according to the Shita of the Rambam. So to answer this kasha, it is Mukhrach to say, like we explained b'shitas Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, that there is a fundamental difference between a par helam davar shal tzibur and a par kohen Moshiach. And as far as the chiyuv by a tzibur shasu al pi beis din, and as far as the chiyuv of a kohen Moshiach, as far as the chiyuv of a tzibur shasu by us beis din, the carbon is coming for the helam davar. On the other end, by kohen Moshiach, the par kohen Moshiach is not coming for the helam davar, but rather the par kohen Moshiach is coming for the shigigas maisa. And since the halacha v'neida achatos is a halacha in the helam davar, then in order to be chayav a carbon for the helam davar, one needs v'neida achatos, which means to say, as the Rambam explains, that based in are yoidim bevadei shechatu b'shkaga. For that reason, the halacha v'neida achatos does not apply to par kohen Moshiach and does not apply to chiyav kohen Moshiach, since the chiyav kohen Moshiach is not for the helam davar, but rather the chiyav kohen Moshiach is for the shigigas maisa, b'tnai that there was a helam davar, and therefore the entire halacha v'neida achatos cannot be applied to a Kohen Mashiach. And for that reason our Gemara needs a new drasha as far as how to explain this, that a Kohen Mashiach is not chayiv to bring in Hashem Toli. That is a chayra, how one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our Mishnah we find that our Mishnah says the following halacha, in beis in chayavin at shiyeru b'davar shazdeinei karis v'shigigasei chatos. In Rashi 4, on the Zayin or Abayis with Yerah Maschel, who b'chayov machas es akar, we find the Rashi says that the reason why it is not considered a Yerah b'davar shatzadeikim b'idim b'i is either because though I'm a farish kram mayniu, that few am a Yerah pligi b'shchit aschum b'ilu treifes, or Rashi says in the Nami, that they were hiru b'chilav shalakar b'mekazayis apachas mekazayis, the kazayis l'iksib b'hedya, v'avidavar she'ena tzidike meidim. Now to explain pshat in this, Rashi says, that they were hiru b'chilav shalakar b'mekazayis apachas mekazayis, we find the tremendous machlikas ha'achrenim. The mitzvah Eisen explains, the Rashi means to say that they paskins that a kazayis is mutzer, and they were toya, and they thought that kazayis is like pachas mikazayis. For example, like this, I find in the Gemara in Yumadav Pei, that based on Paskind, that one needs a Kazayis Gadol in order to be Chayiv. And so too we find in the Rashash. The Rashash goes on to ask, that if we are to explain Pshat and Rashi, that they were Toya and they thought that a Kazayis is like Pachas mi Kazayis, even Pachas mi Kazayis is also not Toya. And as we mentioned before, in the Mishnah Melech, in the beginning of Perek Yigal Melchash Gagas, we find that the Mishnah Melech says that in order to be considered a hira, one needs a hira leheter. If the hira is patar, but also such a hira is not considered a hira. For that reason, the Rashash goes on to explain that the hira ben kazayis apachas mi kazayis, and the hira ben apachas mi kazayis itself. And they held that chatzishir is mutu agamri. And therefore there was a hira that even a kazayis is mutu agamri. And so too we find in the Chazanish and Simen Tesvav Sif Katan Dalid. In the Chiknasan on the other hand we find that the Chiknasan explains Pshat in Rashi with a different Mahalach. And the Chiknasan explains this Rashi says, Inami Dehiru Bechil Shal Kerben Kazayis Apachas and Kazayis Rashi means to say that they paskins that Chatzi Shir is Mutzer. Now okay, one can ask, what happened to the halacha of our Mishnah that one needs at Shiyu B'davar Shazdoine Kares V'Shikigase Chatos? By Chatzi Shir one does not have at Shiyu B'davar Shazdoine Kares V'Shikigase Chatos. And so to okay, one can ask on this that we find later on in Rashi. But the Ramaschal V'Medam, the Rashi says, K'Medam Hamuvla Be'Evorim. And Dam Hamuvla Be'Evorim is something She'ein Atzidikim Leiden by. The Karenir and other Achrenim ask, in the Gemara in Krisos and Avchafal from a base we find that by Dam Hamuva Beivorim there is no Kares. And since there is no Kares, what happened to Halacha that one needs that Shiru Bedover Shazdeine Kares V'Shigagase Chatos? This is the Kasha that the Karenir, the Mereime Hasad and other Achrenim ask on Rashi. So to answer this Kasha we find that the Achrenim answers Kasha based on this we find in the Mishnah Melech in Perek Yigimel Melchash Kages. Halacha hey, that the Mishnah Melech says the following chiddush, this that we learned in our Mishnah. They based on the Chayav and Achir B'davar Shazeni Kores Lav L'meimer Sha'oi Seidavar Ba'atzmi Shemayim based on Asay Seyei Enosh Al Zdeni Kores Alahainu Afuki Davar Shem Bekores Alaloi Sasei Bovad Kigain Kalayim Unaveilav Kayetzi Mi Mitzvah Shabbatira Asheloi Sasena Shem Bohem Kores Beki Agavnam Hayu based in Peturin. And for that reason the Mishnah Malach goes on to say that one cannot prove from our Gemara that by Chayav HaDakim V'Akeva there is a Chayav Kares on such Chayav, since one can say Af Hagav De'im B'Chilasam Einesh Kares Mikol Mokim Shem Chayav Chadu V'Kare B'Kares. And as long as the Kare B'Kares itself is enough to be considered at Shiyeru B'Dover Shazdein Kares V'Shigagase Chatos. And so to the Mishnah Malach proves from Tosfos in Yevamos and Avchesam Beis that Tosfos says this halacha v'in chayavin el ha'davar shazdeini kares is coming to your mind chavi lavin. V'loi b'avidizara el ha'davar shazdeini kares ha'miyute megafif u'menashek. And so too we find in the Rash ben Yevamis, and the Mishnah Melech explains, that kavanosam weimer duinya yuras based on weinis matu el chavi lavin she'em be'ikir ha'isir oinesh kares. Avuinya v'idizara nismayna megafif u'menashek l'avidizara af shi kare b'kares. And for that reason, the Mishnah Malach goes on to explain this, our Mishnah splits up the halacha of Dover Shazdeini Kares into two bavi. V'oi kailinu b'chada mach to loymein beis n'chayovin el ha-Dover Shazdeini Kares achein ha-Mashiach v'chein ba-Avidizara. El ha-Hachi naka milsa da-Avidizara ba-am pei navshu ha-Shminon du loy rizeh kirizeh v'Dover Shazdeini Kares omer b'yos beis n'vomer ba-Avidizara af da-Loshin echad ein inyonam shaveh. The base in the Mahiru Shemutter Gafif on Ashek Avidizara Kivanika Avidizara Onish Vakaris Chayavin Uhavi Karban Ashikigosam Avun and Sibir Shachotu be Isser Megafif on Ashek Avidizara in Chayavin Wahavi Paro Ilo Silachatas Kivan Uichotu be Dovish is Doinai Karis. That is the Shita of the Mishnah Melech. Based on the Mishnah Melech, we find that Achrenim explained that so too one can say as far as this, so we find in Rashi. that there is a chiyuv of based in paskins as far as dam hamuva beivarim is because even though by dam hamuva beivarim there is no chiyuv kares, but still we will say that shame dam chadu, and the ikari surah of dam is an iser sheish bekares, and therefore it is considered al shiyu bedavar shizdeine kares hashikagase chatos. The Chignasin goes a step further and says that so too one can say as far as chatzi shir. And even if we are to explain Pshat and Rashi, that they said the Chatzi Shir is mutter, but still it's considered B'davar Shazdei Nekaris, since the Iker Isser is something Shazdei Nekaris. From the Chignasin one sees that Halacha of our Mishnah B'davar Shazdei Nekaris is not Halacha mitzad the Chaymer or Isser, that one needs a Chaymer or Isser of B'davar Shazdei Nekaris, but rather it is Xer Sakasa Ba'omat of the Chiyuv of Par Helm Davar Shaltzibra, and the Chiyuv Par Koy Moshiach is dependent upon Davar Shezdei Nekaris, even if the Isser is not an Isser Chomer, since a Chatzi Shir of a Davar Shezdei Nekaris is not more Chomer than a regular Lav. And still the Chignasin understands that being Meira about Chatzi Shir fulfills the condition of Davar Shezdei Nekaris, since the Iker Isser is something Shezdei Nekaris. In the Mishnah Malach on the other end, one sees that the Mishnah Malach understands that the halach of davar shezdei nekaris, and one needs that the ikar iser is davar shezdei nekaris, is the halacha mitzad the chaymer or iser. And in order to be chayv a parom davar shel tzibra, and to be chayv a parakim mashiach, one needs a hira in something which has a chaymer or iser of davar shezdei nekaris. That is a shita of the Mishnah Malach. And the mahalach of the achrenim according to the aside of the Mishnah Malach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mishnayos on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mishnayos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.